From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California is home to around 3 million undocumented immigrants, with the majority employed in industries that have been heavily impacted by the coronavirus. Sarah Mises-Tan reports that many are out of work or putting their health at risk, but few have access to stimulus funding or health care.
Before the coronavirus, Abraham Gonzalez had worked the last 4 years as a dishwasher for a restaurant in San Francisco. But since mid-March, he's been out of work and isn't eligible for federal relief programs. Gonzalez says though he pays taxes and has for the past 9 years in the United States, his immigration status makes him ineligible.
Solo quisiera recalcar el sentimiento de frustración.
I just wanted to emphasize the feeling of frustration at being excluded from federal relief, because a lot of immigrants pay taxes with an individual taxpayer identification number. But nevertheless, we were excluded in this situation.
Gonzalez says he has about 2 months of savings before he may have to begin looking for work again to support his family. His wife and daughter are American citizens, but because they file taxes with him, they're also ineligible for federal benefits. He's also concerned his status will make it hard to get rehired. Sasha Feldstein of the California Immigrant Policy Center says workers like Gonzalez represent about 10 to 30% of essential workers.
People who are undocumented are overrepresented in many of the industries that are hardest hit by COVID-19. So that includes restaurant workers, it includes domestic workers, home health care workers, and other critical industries that are really on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The California Immigrant Policy Center will be holding a rally next week to petition state legislators to enact more policies protecting undocumented workers. In Sacramento, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
That story came to us from our partners at Capital Public Radio News. Here in San Francisco, UCSF has released the initial findings of a landmark coronavirus testing effort in the Mission District. KALW's Precious Green reports.
For the last month, hundreds of volunteers staffed pop-up testing sites with the goal of testing everyone in a four-square block area of the mission. The results? Just over 2% tested positive for COVID-19, and that's much higher than the city's overall positive test rate. 90% of those who tested positive said they've been unable to work from home, and the vast majority reported incomes of less than $50,000. These results suggest that low-wage workers and those who still have to physically go to work have been hit particularly hard by this virus. The results also show the outsized impact COVID-19 is having on the city's Latinx community, which makes up 15% of the city's total population, but almost 40% of its confirmed cases. More findings from the study will be released later this month. I'm Precious Green, KALW News.
And despite Governor Newsom's wishes, restaurants in Yuba and Sutter counties have okayed opening up dining rooms for sit-down meals. But as Bob Moffitt reports, some places will continue to only offer curbside pickup.
The tables by the door at Rico's Pizza in Yuba City are still stacked on top of each other, and the chairs are piled high in the corner. Sarah Saylors owns the place. Even though restaurants have lost 80 to 90% of their income and sit-down meals are now allowed, she's not ready to unstack those chairs.
I got to think about my employees too, because we have a bathroom. We have to walk by all these tables. People can be sitting here eating. People have to refill their drinks over here, and there's tables right here. I'm just trying to play it safe.
Saylors wears a mask. Her employee does not. At Salsa's Fresh Mexican Food, Christian Farias is the owner and greeter.
Being safe about it, washing my hands, I got sanitizer here. I have labels all over and I'm having social distancing.
Every other table has a sign that says, please do not sit here, but she doesn't wear a mask and neither do the kitchen staff. The waitress does. The new county orders say people and employees must wear face coverings if they are unable to be at least 6 feet away from others at all times. I'm Bob Moffitt in Yuba City.
Find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.